I'm Patrick Lake. I've been married to my wife, Gloria, for many years. We have two children, John and Sarah. They don't live in the area, but they are very good about calling us several times a week. We're really proud of them and their families. But I wish we could see them more. Mostly, I wish they were closer so they could give Gloria a bit of help with the chores that are getting harder for me to do now, like climbing on the roof to clean the gutters. Mostly, I manage just fine with my amputation, but I've got arthritis now, and it's not getting any better. I lost my leg when I was serving in the Army. I was injured from an explosive device when we were rescuing some civilians. I honestly didn't know what hit me. And then, next thing you know, I woke up in the hospital. I didn't have a lot of pain or anything, but I could tell from the looks on the faces around me that something was very wrong. Then the doctors and nurses broke the news to me that I had lost my leg. It took a minute to register. I mean, I know on the one hand I should have been grateful to be alive. But on the other, I thought, how will I go on? I mean, I'm an active 22-year-old with a wife at home and a baby on the way. Life changed drastically for us from then on. And although we tried to maintain some sense of normalcy, life was just not the same. But the one good thing was, I was going home. The rehabilitation center was close to home, and like a good soldier, I followed the regimen for physical and occupational therapy and was home to my expectant wife in no time. Once I got home, that's when the real challenges began. How could I be a good husband, father, and provider with this disability? It was true. The prosthesis was the best they had available at the time, but still. I mean, I couldn't just get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. It took some thought. And I felt like I was always bothering Gloria for something. Although, she'd never complained. I'll never forget one night. I got up to use the bathroom about 2 a.m. I just hopped right out of bed. Right. You guessed it. Onto the floor. Totally forgot that I didn't have my leg on. Thankfully, I was not hurt, but I didn't make that mistake again. It sure scared Gloria, though. So life went on. Gloria and I adjusted. I mean, this was an adjustment for her as well as me. I remember how nervous I was carrying our first little baby around. What if my leg gave out? Over time, the fears faded, and I was even able to coach baseball and soccer for the kids. But, you know, as normal as you try to make it, you can't get away from the fact that I'm a person with an amputation, and I need to think before I jump into something. Sometimes when the kids were younger, their friends would look at me funny, like they wanted to ask me but were afraid. Gloria and I always tried to be honest with them and be sure they weren't afraid of it. More recently, as I get older, my big concern is not wanting to be a burden to Gloria and the kids. I know the arthritis is not going to get any better, so there's always this nagging worry in the back of my mind about it.